أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. أمين أمين يا رب العالمين. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Give a chair إن شاء الله and sit behind it in case you want adjust. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن شاء الله by the will of Allah سبحانه وتعالى today we're going to start a journey, a beautiful journey. The most beautiful journey you can have in your life. It will be a journey into the Quran. Journey into Quran. Now, today as a Muslim, we have many things going on. What we have? We are in a masjid. Very important. When we are in halaqa, according to your manner, according to what Allah gives you. Extremely important. Allah knows I'm sitting today this way because my back. I have a very bad back problem, but alhamdulillah. Today you go to every masjid and you said, let's do tafsir. And believe me, I'm not a sheikh, I'm not a scholar. But inshallah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today, may Allah forgive me, we do not respect Allah. Us, we do not respect Allah. Imagine we want to talk to about Quran and we go according to ourselves. Everybody wants to have Quran in his own way. And we forget the Quran belongs to Allah. It's not belong to me and you. And today, like any other topic, because we are in the end of time, between we want to go tafsir according to ourselves, or we not really qualified to do tafsir. Imam Shafi'i, he said something so beautiful, rahmatullah alayhi radiyallahu anhu. Imagine this Imam Shafi'i. He said, who am I? Who we are to do tafsir? He said, the one who Allah gives him the power of tafsir, he died. The one Allah gives him the power of ta'wil, he died. And he said, today, we have plenty to follow. We do not need to generate. Today, we want to generate, and we do not even want to know what has been said. The main basic we do not have. And we follow the hawa, desire. Very dangerous. And also, I want to bring you to something very important. If you really go to the knowledge of Quran like an ocean, it will have no end. No end. Even among the early Mufassirin, the people who really did tafsir, and the really what they call it, the mother of the books in the market, you can spend 30, 40 years and you will not finish them. Just learning what has been said and you will not finish them. Now, also some early scholars, they said something beautiful. They said, go to Quran slowly and let the Quran reading you before you read Quran. What it mean? Sometimes we forget to understand something. The moment I open Quran and I'm going to start reading, Quran reading me before I read Quran. What it mean? By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment I open the book of Allah, Quran, Allah sent angels to check the status of my heart and ask me, and Allah He know what He want, and according to your intention and at this moment and your talab, your manner, what you want from Allah, Allah will give you. And at this moment, the Quran, it will give you according to what Allah allow you to have. This was sometime after 10 years, 15 years, you read Quran and you pass a verse and you say, ah, I never know it before. Even you can sit now with me and you will grab only or grasp what Allah allow you to have. According to the status of your heart. All of us the same. By this way, inshallah, we going first to introduction to Quran. By Quran and by Allah, not by me. Because number one, I have to know what Allah want me to know. Because also we have two major topics. Like I said before, tafsir is a lot of tafsir. You have tafsir by a hadith. You have tafsir lahwi, by word. You have tafsir by the situation. You have tafsir by ahkam, only regulation. You have all kind of tafsir. A lot. And I believe, let's go to get the basic first. The basic understanding of Quran. According to revelation. According to time. Meaning, let's go back to the 23 years and go step by step. And especially, let's finish the Quran Makki first. The one that's revealed to Mecca, which built the oneness of Allah. Which today they call it Ilm al-Tawheed. But they forget what Ilm al-Tawheed, what it means. You have session and session of Tawheed, and the Ummah has no Tawheed. Because the Tawheed is not a session. The oneness of Allah is not a session. It is a life. It's a way you're living between you and Allah. It's a status of the heart followed by status of the body. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because many people push me for this topic, and I said, Allah, I'm not qualified. But something came in my heart, and Allah opened my heart by His own will, insha'Allah, to something I believe, insha'Allah, very beautiful. And this is how I will go, insha'Allah. Number one, to know what Allah said about Quran, by Allah. Number two, we going to the valley of Quran to know what Allah said about the meaning of Quran. What the messages? Meaning, is many verse in Quran, Allah said, I send you Quran for. This is as a beginning, I have to really grasp what the messages of Allah to me. And after that, we can go to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And after that, we can go to the rest of the Quran. By this way, inshallah, we go first to the names of Quran. And the names of Quran, again, not by me and you or any living person. By Allah, meaning from Quran. And believe it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Quran in the Quran by 55 names. We're going to go through them and it knows the meaning. If we have time, we finish them. If not, inshallah, if we're still alive, in next meeting, inshallah. And also a lot of dispute about word Quran by itself, where it coming from. And believe me, a lot of scholars talk about it. And each one of them say different things. But one of the best meaning I get is when somebody said Quran the way Allah described. Exactly like Injil, like Zabur. Allah, he has certain names. Only Allah knows the magnitude of these names. Some people take it is from qira'ah, from tilawa, from this, from that. It's only reported by a scholar. This ijtihad. Everybody explained it from his own point of view, as a word. Where is the word coming from? And they're breaking the roots of the word. This is the interpretation of every scholar. And we can go through it for days. But this again, each person individually, what he meant. But now we're going to go first to what Allah said. The names of Quran according to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called it a book. He called it a book, kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Dukhan, he said, Hahmeem. والكتاب المبين الله قول كتاب a book but الكتاب المبين not any book meaning the authentic book the book has no any you know any like conspiracy the true book المبين and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said إنه لقرآن كريم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ is Quran Kareem. Kareem meaning like in Arabic Kareem, it's meaning generous. But Kareem also elevated one, the high. وَسَمَّهُ أَرْضًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala كَلَامًا Allah called it words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ About the kuffar, the non-believer. Don't do anything to them until they listen to the word of Allah. You see? Until they listen to the word of Allah. This also a part of da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants us not to do anything with the kuffar, with the disbeliever, unless they hear the word of Allah. What it mean in here? Meaning they receive complete da'wah. This is in Surah At-Tawbah, which is Madaniyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called the Quran, Nuran. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا And we reveal to you a light, a pure light from Allah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called the Quran, Huda. هُدًا وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ Guidance and mercy. The good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called it also mercy. In Surah Yunus. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا Say, with the karam and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And with his mercy, they will be happy. What Allah talking about it here is a Quran. Meaning what Allah give you is a mercy. Be happy with what Allah give you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called Quran Furqanan. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ Praise to Allah, the one he descend, the criterion. To his servant. By this way, the Quran is a criterion. We're going to try to go to the meaning, inshallah, later on, if Allah gives us time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called it wisdom. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوَعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ We send you a wisdom from your Lord. By this way, the name of the Quran also, a wisdom. And also Allah, he called Quran, dhikran. وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَا This Quran is dhikr, blessing dhikr. We have been revealed to you. And also Allah, he called it, Quranan Kareeman. وَإِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ Also, he called it elevated, عليًا. وإنه في أم الكتاب لدينا لعلي حكيم. The verses I said before, it was Surah Yunus, verse 57, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 50, Surah Al-Waqa'a, verse 77. And now verse Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 41. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, he called it a great wisdom. Hikmatun baligha. Great wisdom. And also, he called it the wise. Quran is the wise. Alif Lam Ra. Tilka ayatul kitab al-hakim. This is the verses of the wise book. The generator of wisdom. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Muhaiminan. Muhaiminan, the one supersede anything. Misdaqan lima bayna yaday, musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi min al-kitab wa muhaiminan alayh. This Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 48. Muhaiminan, like above anything. He talk about now, when we go to the old scripture. Quran is overseed any books. And also Allah called it the blessing one. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكًا. Surah Sa'd, verse 29. A book we revealed to you, blessed. A blessing book. And Allah called it the robe. Allah called Quran the robe. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Get together in the robe of Allah all together. وَإِنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. Allah called it also As-Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path. By this way, Quran also, one of the name of Quran, the right path. And also Al-Qayyim. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قَيِّمًا. Nothing. Like, وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا قَيِّمًا, meaning he doesn't have any dispute or any عوجاج. عوجاج, like something is not straight. Something crooked. There's no crooked in the Quran. Completely قَيِّمًا. قَيِّمًا meaning straight, strong, in the right path. And also فَصْلًا. إنه لقول فصل. فصل meaning in Arabic the one and only. The one never change. When I tell you that's it, this fasl. I'm not going to hear anymore. I'm going to try to just give you like glimpse. Because I do not want anybody in the future said, no, it has another meaning. We can go to any details and we can drift. I want focus in a basic understanding and we build on it. Because again, Quran, you can go to a lot of detail until you die and you will never finish it. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called it Naba'un Azeem. The great news. عَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَن نَبَئٍ عَظِيمٍ. What? What mankind have a dispute about? عن النبأ العظيم. The great news. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it the best wording. الله نزل أحسن الحديث. Allah, he revealed the best wording, the best talk. And also Allah called it the one revealed, revelation. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And also Allah called it soul. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رَوْحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. This way we reveal to you وَحْيًا رَوْحًا مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. This revelation is ruh, is a soul from Allah. But doesn't mean in here, meaning a soul is soul. No. It has a lot of depth. We can go to it in detail, inshallah. This was Surah Al-Shu'ara, 192, Surah Al-Shu'ara, 52. And also is a wahy. Wahy is inspiration. إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ. Wahy meaning inspiration by Angel Jibreel عليه السلام. And also Allah quoted Al-Mathani. وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. And this has a dispute. Some people said this verse belongs to Quran, and some people said this verse belongs only to Surah Al-Fatiha. سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي, which is Surah Al-Fatiha. Because Surah Al-Fatiha is 7 verse. Again, we're not going to a lot of detail. We're just going to basic understanding from Quran. And also Allah called it وَسَمَّهُ عَرَبِيًّا قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. In Arabic, Quran. And Ibn Abbas, he replied about that. He said, is not created. And this was a dispute in the early days, and many people died, and many people tortured for it. Is the Quran the word of Allah or the creation of Allah? And big things. It takes hundreds of years, people die for it. And also Allah called it قَوْلًا, wording. وَلَقَدْ وَصَلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلِ. And we send them the word. And also Allah called it بَصَائِر. بَصَائِر meaning vision. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ. This coding you to have vision to people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it bayanan. Hada bayanun linnas. Bayan meaning like when astaghfirullah al-azim, I do not want to give different example. You know, when somebody announce, like when you have the White House announcing, they announce something, announcing, but a great announcing from Allah. وَسَمَّهُ عِلْمًا, knowledge. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَمَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And if you follow their desire after you have been revealed to you and came to you from knowledge. By this way, what is the knowledge of the Quran? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it the truth. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْقَصَصُ الْحَقِّ. This is a true story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he called it the Hadi, the guider. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي. This Quran, it goes to guidance. And also Allah called it عَجَبًا. عَجَبًا in English, wonder. قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. When the jinn heard it, they said, we heard wonder. It causing guidance. قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي. In Surah Al-Jinn, verse 29. And also Allah called it tadhkira, a reminder. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَ. Quran is a reminder. And also Allah called it al-urwat al-wuthqa. Al-urwat al-wuthqa, the tall knot. The one it not ever go down. فَاسْقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. In Surah Al-Baqarah. And Surah Luqman also, verse 22. All these names of the Quran, in Quran. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called it mutashabihan, meaning inside the Quran, if things is similar. Because sometimes people come to you, he said, why come? How come Quran has similar things? Why Allah repeat things in the Quran? It's another topic, but we're just going now to the names and it was basic meaning. This is Surah Az-Zumar, 23 and 32. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, صدقًا, the truthfulness. وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ. And those who came with the truth. What's the truth? Quran. عَدْلًا, justice. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. And Allah complete His word, truthfulness and with عدل, with justice. And also Allah call it إِيمَانًا. سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ. We heard the word calling to the belief. Al-Imran 193. And also Allah call it Amr, a command, an order. ذَلِكَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. There's a command, an order by Allah. And also a glad tidings. هُدًى وَبُشْرَى. Guidance and a glad tidings. مَجِيدًا. Exalted one. بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ. Is exalted Quran. And also Allah called it زَبُورًا. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ. Because Quran containing everything. Containing all the messages before. And also Allah called it مُبِينًا. أَلِفْ لَمْ رَى. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. A very strong, straight book. Verse 1 and 2, Surah Yusuf. بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Also, this book is بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. He is giving a glad tidings and a warning to others. وَإِنَّهُ لَكُتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. This book is a very exalted book in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it بَلَاغًا. البلاغ meaning when you really give like a sign to somebody and he do it and that's it, and he announce it. And it become, the announcing is completely بَلَاغ. This is why we have a job of tabligh. Tabligh meaning to send the message to other. هذا بلاغ للناس. This Surah Ibrahim, verse 52. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it also قصصا. أحسن القصص. The best story in Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called Quran four names in one verse. Four names in one verse. في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة. This in Surah عبسة وتولى. Surah عبسة, verse 13 and 14. You find four names in Quran. صحف, paper. مكرمة, very exalted and very elevated. مرفوعة, high. مطهرة, pure. Now, this is some of the names of Quran, about Quran, from Quran. If you really go through it slowly, do you know what you feel? You feel shame. A book, wisdom, mercy, guidance, light. Imagine if I do not know these books. If I do not comprehend these books, where I get this quality? How I get vision? How I get wisdom, how I get light, how I get guidance, if I'm too far from it. And we will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again to see what Allah talk about it in here. And again, I will not go to the terminology of word Quran. Why? Is many scholars give you different debate about what the word Quran in Arabic mean. One of the beautiful name I find it is Imam Shafi'i. He said, is a name of the book of Allah. You see, he said, is a name of the book of Allah. But a lot of scholars, they break the word, and they said Quran from the word verb qara'a, meaning the one who did qara'a. And another people, they said, no, it is without the hamza, and it meaning to collect. And they go to a lot of meaning. Because I'm actually doing this for the simple people, I just want focus in what Allah said, not what other gives a meaning of. Because today I believe the Muslim ummahs, you will not care too much about what the really word mean, better than what Allah said. If we take the broken the word from Arabic structure and we keep broken it, And even if we do that, it has different meaning from different scholar point of view. Let's focus on something else I really love to do. Is nur, is light, because it gives us the light. Guidance, because it makes us be guided to Allah. Tibyanan, meaning to allow us to know, vision, the truth and false. Mubinan, to allow us to know right and wrong. Glad tiding, to let us know about Jannah and Hellfire. Azizan, so exalted and high, because Allah challenged mankind to come to something similar, and they never do. For criterion, because it make me distinguish between what Allah like, what Allah dislike, what Allah command me to do, what Allah command me not to do. Criterion. Revelation and inspiration, because it is revelation and inspiration to myself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also is shifa'an, cure. Is many verse about cure. You want cure from disease, use Quran. And Allah said it. Mercy. You want the best story for yourself and other and wisdom? Quran. Now, and in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلْيُنْدِرُوا بِهِ. Surah Ibrahim, verse 52. And it here, some scholars said it has two meanings. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. This is a message to mankind. وَلْيُنْدِرُوا بِهِ. To remind other and warning other with it. Is a command. Do you know this? This verse is a command, is an order from Allah to those who believe it, to warn other with it.
Where is it?
This Surah Ibrahim, verse 52. Okay? Now, this is just basic of the name of Allah. And again, basic. We're going to go to the journey of Quran. Slowly, slowly. Now, by the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the surah I'm going to choose today, and every week I'm going to choose different surah, different chapter from Quran, about what Allah said about Quran, in little bit of details, to get to really little bit know what is the Quran in our hand, before we start. Because what happened is, if you glory something, if you value something, it affect you. It make you hungry. It make you really value what you have. And when you do so, it make you want it more and desire it more. Today, because we do not really dig inside the value of this book, we lost it. And this is why today, the majority, even may Allah forgive me, the majority of tafsir, it lead you to all kind of ways, but not lead you to Allah. Number one, you have to be encouraged toward Allah. You have to have respect to Allah, have dignity to Allah and what He give you. To have love of Allah, fear of Allah. Once you gain all this, and Allah is elevated and Quran is elevated, now you are ready to obey Allah. Which actually, if you collect all this, what you call it? Iman. Now we're going to surah I love very much. And believe me, this message today, if I die tonight, is enough for mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim alike. I'm going to give you only three areas in one surah, which is Surah Taha, which is Makkiyah. Because from now on, I will focus only in the Makki Quran. Because the Makki Quran dealing with one thing, the oneness of Allah and how to build a relationship between you and Allah. I'm going to read it in Arabic, and when I finish, I will give you the main message by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if you do not understand it, try to understand what is the message.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى
صدق الله العظيم. Number one, we have to go back to Surah Taha and we realize Surah Taha is Makkiya, meaning revealed in Mecca. And if we go back to have some basic, if you learn it, it will open the Quran like it never opened it for you before. Allah is the best writer ever known to mankind. Nobody can write than Allah. And I will today show you. What Allah does in Makki Surah, especially the Surah, the chapter start by name of a prophet. He give you a message. After he give you a message or a summary of the message, he give you a story to emphasize the message. And in the end of story, he give you a comment, like a wake-up comment. Do you get the picture? In the end of the story. And after that, he will give you advice. All the Makki Quran has the same way. Beautiful. By this way, if really you take one chapter, is enough for you, the rest of your life. But if you understand it the way Allah wants, let's go now to this bit, for example, and see what Allah said. Taha, which some of the scholars said, it's one of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. We did not reveal to you Quran to have agony and hardship. إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. Except a reminder to those who fear. Allah is very critical. He did not say تذكرة and that's it. A reminder and that's it. No. لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. To whom he fear. Meaning, if I recite this and you're not in a state of fear, you will not get it. You would be sitting, but you will not receive it. You will not comprehend. According to the state of fear, the state of respect to Allah, this is the way you receive. Not by me, by Allah. تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. A reminder to those who fear. تَنْزِيلًا مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ الْعُلَى. Reveal to those revealed to those. Maybe it's a better way. It's okay. Allah will put barakah in it, inshaAllah. Do you have a better way? Revealed from the one or subhanAllah. Let's see if I change it a little bit. Revealed, subhanAllah. Revealed is a better one. Give me the another one, please. Is there another microphone right here? This Quran revealed from the one who created the earth and the sky. Ar-Rahman, one of the attributes of Allah. Ala al-Arsh istawa, in his throne he stayed. How he stayed, we do not know. We do not go through it. He owned what in the earth and the sky, and what is between and what underneath. You see, the word of Allah is not a word just to hear it just like that. For example, he is the owner. Is me own my wife? Is I own my kids? I own anything? No, no, no. Allah tell me already, you're not owning anything. I am the owner. If I realize that, is this going to change my personality and my attitude through everything I deal with it? Why sometimes you hear about people have heart attack because somebody died or somebody sick? I'm devastated. And they have to go to nervous breakdown because somebody lost their life, their love. No, it's not the quality of the believer. Because Allah prepared me already and he tell me I am the owner. Check it first, see if it will work.
Inshallah, we'll work this one.
Inshallah. Jazakallah kulla khair. By this way, Allah is the owner. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner, also he is the inheritor. If I know that, what it will do to me? It will make me have no attachment. The main attachment to the one he owns. وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى. And if you know, if you talk, he knows the seen and unseen. He knows the hidden and known. It doesn't matter you say it or you do not say it, you already know it. And right away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us, I'm Allah, the one I own, the all my attribute. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءِ الْحُسْنَى. I'm the owner. Did you not know me? I'm the owner of the attribute. Because if you study the name of Allah, it makes you have believed you are nothing. Because Allah is the owner of everything, who you are. This is our problem today. We forget who Allah, and we do not understand and have magnitude who Allah, and who we're dealing with. And we glory ourselves. We glory what we have. We glory our job, money, car, whatever. And we forget we're supposed to glory only one. The one he carry everything. And right away Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Did you not know the story of Musa? And the way he went and he found a small fire and he told to his family, wait until I go get you something to get warm up. and get some light? We're not going to go to the story now, because we're coming now to the sequence what Allah prepared us to. And when Musa came to the fire, Allah subhanahu, he heard a voice. It said, O Musa, I'm your Lord. Ana Rabbuka. He did not say, Ana Ilahak. He did not say, I'm your creator. I'm your Lord. I'm your owner, the treasure, the provider, the protector. Because Rabb in here, it complete everything. فَخْلَ عَلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدِّسِ طُوَى. Take your leather slipper off. You are in a very blessing valley inside the desert. طُوَى. This is the name of it. وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعَ لِمَا يُوحَى. And I choose you, hear what I'm telling you. إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ. I'm Allah. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. No creator except of me. فَعْبُدْنِي. Worship me. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. And make prayer to me, to my memory. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا. The day of judgment, I'm hiding it. لَتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. To every soul will gain according to what is going toward. Meaning what you go toward it, what you try to reach, this is what you're going to gain. فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا. Don't let anybody stop you from the one who do not believe and follow his desire. You will be astray. You will be destroyed. It's a message, it's a warning. By this way, from the beginning, Allah called Rasulullah, he said, Taha, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibi, why you are feeling sad? Because actually the surah revealed in Aam al-Huzn. I'm just giving you example. The sad year when Khadija radiallahu anha died and the uncle of Rasulullah died. This verse, or this chapter, it revealed at this time. Just to calm him down. Why you are sad? Why you have agony? I did not reveal Quran for you to be sad. Sometimes us as a Muslim, when we have weak iman, we go and said, why? Why me? Why is not the disbeliever? Why you are in agony and you have joy? The regulation is too much. I cannot. Why we always have a problem? Now, let's go to Quran again, still in Surah Taha, to see. Because after that, Allah will give you the story of Musa. I'm not going to go to it now, because the story of Musa, the bottom line is to have yaqeen, to have faith in Allah. Because if you study the story of Musa, it's a story of a man should not be there. A story of a man should not be there. If we go calculate all the meaning, he should not be born at all. He should be killed a long time ago. By this way, from the beginning to his end, he should not be living. But by the will of Allah, he tell us, I'm above all the odds. Teaching what? Iman and yaqeen, faith in Allah. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finish, he start giving us some another messages again. About Quran again. And in the end of the chapter, Allah go to what? The day of judgment. Meaning now is the message is coming. I give you the story. I tell you what the Quran all about. Now, if you do not live according to Quran, this is what you receive. And this a picture of the day of judgment, what will happen to you. Now, and in the end, now he go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again like the way Allah always do in Quran Makki. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. This is the way we send you a Quran al-Arabiyyah, an Arabic Quran. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. And we give you a lot of like comment or commitment of wa'id, meaning when I tell you, you know, if you do not do so, I will do such and such to you. I'm warning you. But not a regular warning. I'm warning you with commitment. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Maybe they will develop taqwa. أَوْ يُحْدِثْ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. Or maybe they make them think and go back. By this way, what is another wisdom of the Quran? To warn us, to make us fear, and maybe a wake-up call. Now, another message. When Allah sent Adam and Eve in earth, in the end of the chapter again, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so beautiful. قَالَ اهْبِطَ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Go both of you. لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. All of you, enemy to each other. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى. If you do not receive guidance from me, or if you receive guidance from me, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Whoever, wait until I send you guidance. Wait until I send you guidance. Whoever follow my guidance, he will never go astray. And you always have a happy life. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ. And whoever did not obey my dhikr, which meaning my revelation, my Quran, my messages, whoever do not follow it, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْكًا. He will have a very tragic life, very ache life, very sorrow life, very sad life, very aching life, all this in Duncan. Because Duncan meaning tight. You know, it's a time of life, yeah, what I do, this is not life, it's true. This dunk. Dunk when meaning you choke. When life choke you. Allah promise, whoever do not follow me and follow my guidance, we will make his life miserable. Duncan. وَنَحْشُرْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will send him in a day of judgment a blind. قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. Why, my Lord, you resurrected me today a blind when I used to see? What Allah replied. قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا. This way, because I send you my message, فنسيتها. You forget it. وكذلك اليوم تنسى. You forget my message in this life, today I forget you. If we go just about this world, it's scary. Imagine the day of judgment, 50,000 years of our time. A day in the day of judgment equal 50,000 years of our time. And imagine Allah forget you, standing in the sun, and the sun at this time, above your head, equivalent to a mile. And male, they have dispute in the scholar. They said male equivalent 1.5 fingertips. The sun will be above your head, 1.5 fingertips. And another scholar, as you said, male in Arabic in this word meaning the stick of the makhala. You know the one you do kuh, your eyes, and it has a tip. This tip may be like 1.5 inch, 2 inch long. This is the distance between your head and the sun. The sun right now is 93 million year distance. And this sun now, they said, if it reach 0.5 inch or 1 inch toward the earth, it will dry the water. You see, is this not a very strong message?
وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَنْ أَسْرَفَ وَلَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ.
And this is the price of those who did not believe in the word of Allah, the word of your Lord.
وَلَعَذَابِ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى.
And the torture of Allah in the day of judgment is more severe and more longer. What meaning? It's a complete warning. I will make you miserable in this life. But even don't worry about it. Because the misery of this life is nothing compared to what you want to gain in the hereafter. By this way, if we really watch what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, and after that immediately if we follow the rest of the surah, it's so beautiful ending. And after that, أَفَلَمْ يَهْدِ لَهُمْ كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ. Did you not see all the people before you, all the generation before you, يَمْشُونَ فِي مَسَاكِنِهِمْ, walk in their own houses. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي النُّهَى. This by itself, it has wisdom and ayat, ayat meaning sign, to the one who really get the message. And after that, completely messages after messages about the end of the chapter, about don't look to dunya. Don't follow dunya. Don't follow your desire in dunya. Don't accumulate. Don't be happy of your houses. This is one of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, the end of the chapter is about only one topic, a warning. By this way, a Quran in here, a complete message. Iman, yaqeen, warning. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is my message. You follow me, I give you happy life in this life and hereafter. If you do not follow my word, you will be miserable in this life and hereafter. And this is the word of Allah. This is the word of Allah. Now, let's go another chapter so beautiful, I love so much. Because this two, and especially this two, they have junction together in one meaning. Which Surah Ar-Rahman. Why? I will tell you again why. Because we talk about the beginning of Quran, the meaning of Quran. And Surah Ar-Rahman again, it is a chapter called the chapter of Ala. Ala meaning the chapter of the great gift of Allah. By the way, the sequence of Surah Ar-Rahman is not the sequence of time, is not a sequence or a place, is a sequence of level of gift. This is why if you read it and use your mind, it doesn't make sense. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان. By this way, if you look in the sequence, الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان. By this way, if I use my mind and I use the sequence, is Allah teach me Quran before He created me? No. A scholar, the early scholar said, the sequence of Surah Ar-Rahman is the sequence of the Ala, the sequence of the greatest na'mah of Allah. What is the highest? Ar-Rahman. What is the second? Allam al-Qur'an. Meaning if he teach you Qur'an. And in here we go to the meaning of teaching Qur'an or learning Qur'an. If I learn Qur'an, may Allah forgive me, and is not reflecting in my life, I'm not living according to Quran, what the Quran will be? It will be wisdom, actually an evidence against me. Can I use Quran and make money? Can I use Quran to be a happy man or to be a famous person? Or my main concern, the Quran, to gain the wisdom, the closeness, the guidance, the light, the criterion, the mercy, the cure from Allah. Because again, like Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali in Ihya Ulumuddin, what he said, every verse in Quran either witness to you or against you. Either it make for you dua, an angel make for you dua, or angel cursing you if you do not apply it because you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, is a book to respect. Why is the ummah in this chaos? Because we do not respect the word of Allah. We put the book of Quran in a shelf. You find some people, you go to the house, in a baggage after a baggage, in a big bag, and all the way up. It's almost like we elevate the Quran by put it and cover it in bag after bag, in a golden cover. No. Today you find in the market Quran so beautiful, in print, in design. Is Allah care about that? And we have no respect in Allah and His word in our heart, in our houses? We have no justice among each other? When we have a dispute in a family or even in a neighbor or anything, we do not go or say, excuse me, what Quran said? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Some people said, no. Hadith is daif. We do not know if hadith is authentic. Just to get away from the word of hadith. And the moment you get a word of hadith, meaning you have no Quran. Who revealed to you Quran? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who explaining Quran? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Aisha radiallahu anha said, Umm al-Mu'mineen, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, Kana Qur'anan yamshi ala al-ard. He was a Qur'an walking, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His manner, his character was Qur'an. Even the companion used to say of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu anhum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ajma'in. The companion by himself, they said, we used to call so-and-so by chapter so-and-so. So-and-so by chapter so-and-so. They used to have a nickname. Their nickname is the name of a chapter, a name of surah. By their manner and character. Imagine. But today, we learn in Quran, we learn in tafsir, we learn in recitation, and our life completely is the opposite of Quran. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Some companion die, and they do not memorize except a few verse and a few surah. But they said, we only memorize the small chapters, but we used to implement the whole Quran. And you people will come the time, you memorize the whole Quran, and your heart is empty from Quran. You see? Which one is Allah will love me for? If I memorize Quran and my life empty from Quran, or I respect Quran and I try to live according to Quran, but I do not memorize except a few surah. We have Quran now exist, living books, more than ever in history. But the whole ummah too far from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, what he said about Quran? A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. Alif lam mim. Thalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. Hudan lil-muttaqin. This book is no question about it. No dispute about it. Hudan, guidance. To whom? Anybody? No. Lil-muttaqin. To those who fear Allah, those who have piety, those who have taqwa. If you really read Quran carefully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not end verses just like that. When He talk about certain quality and certain guidance, He did not just say it to anybody. No. This is Quran. Quran is how I read Quran with the intention to get to know Allah, to get to know the word of Allah, to get closer to Allah, to live according to what Allah wants from me. But this will take a journey of understanding the word of Allah. The more I understand the word of Allah, the more I try to get closer to Allah, the more I will respect Allah, I dignify Allah. And the more I do that, I will respect this book more. I dignify this book more. And the more I have dignity to Allah, number one, to His book, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Islam, now Allah give me dignity. Only when you have dignity to Allah and dignity to Islam, Allah give you dignity. Today we do not have it. I went to one masjid without mentioning name, big masjid, and I found out that I heard the groups, the board of trustees in the masjid, they have a debate. What's the debate? One, they want to try to implement Quran and Sunnah. The another group, they want to try to be good to the political arena just to make sure if something happens, you will be safe. Do you understand? Is nothing wrong to do da'wah. Is nothing wrong to be good to the neighbor. But don't phrase it like they the one they protect you. They the one they will save you. They the one you seek help and support from them. This is dangerous. This shirk. This shirk. We mix today between our job and the shirk. Instead of doing it purely to Allah, and whatever happened, it happened. Because once you do something, and the intention not purely to Allah is finished. It's finished. Any action you do is not purely to Allah, is not count. Is not count. Even if you do good deed, the mountain of Uhud. Allah do not care about how much you do. Allah, He care about how much you do purely to Him. Only for Him. Only to please Him. Only to dignify Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us reality of what we say. Any question, any concern about what we say. And again, I remind you, Quran is deep, deep. I try to give you something can benefit you and benefit me, and simple. Anybody can benefit from it. And we build on it, inshallah, by the word of Allah. And the best one to tell us what's Quran is Allah, the owner of Quran. And after that, we go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, imagine, just I want you to leave today with just a few sentences. If somebody tell you, this is a book of wisdom, this is a book of guidance, this is a book of light, this is a book of your happiness in this life and hereafter, this is a book of your salvation in this life and hereafter, this is a book of curing from all disease, this is a book of knowledge, and you do not respect it, and you do not know what this owner said in this book. Imagine how I can get wisdom, how I can get basira, vision, how I can get guidance, how I can get light if I neglect in this book. And this is why even in Taraweeh, we come empty after Ramadan. Because we're not doing Taraweeh the way Allah wants. Not according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a huge difference between hearing Quran to respect Allah, hearing Quran and acting like a funnel, trying to reach and grasp some of the drops of light and wisdom in your heart. And just standing and just waiting for the 20 rak'ah to finish. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, Ramadan is gone. Yes, you did 20 rak'ah every night. And maybe another 8, another 14. But where is the light? Because you're supposed to be in a state of listening to Quran. You are in a state of reaching to ask Allah, oh Allah, inspire me by Quran. This is why they call it Taraweeh. Because this name is new name. Came later on from Raha, when you have rest. But why you have rest? You have rest of receiving the Quran. Because Quran sent tranquility. Quran, Ya Allah. If you know Quran, if you really get to know Quran, you will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. You will never read it the way you read it. You read and you stop. And you ask, oh Allah, give me wisdom. What it mean, Ya Allah? Allah will give you. Because don't ever forget what I said in the beginning. Before you read Quran, Quran reading you. How many people non-Muslim recite Quran, study Quran? I know two people in America, I don't remember their name. One of them studied Quran for 25 years and argue with Quran, but he's not a Muslim. Another one in Columbia, or one of the big universities, or Harvard, and he study Quran, but he study for what? You see? By this way, it's not a study book and that's it. It's your intention. What you study it for? Why are we sitting for? Every message today in America, tafsir, tafsir, tafsir. But where's tafsir in our heart? If I leave today, I leave with something extra. Is me, I dignify the Quran more? And if I dignify it, I read it more with humble and humility, with respect, and state of wudu, and facing Qibla, and poverty to Allah, and say to Allah, give me Allah. Give me Allah. It's not just for the heck of reading. Believe me, if every time you read Quran with the intention, oh Allah, give me, and you are in a state of poverty, Allah will give you something. Even if you do not know any language. Because he's dealing with the owner of the book. And he promised. How we gain wisdom. How we deal with each other. I was talking today to one sister about certain issue happened between her and a different sister. And I asked her, do you think this sister is really a sisterhood to you? She said no. And I called her many names she knows. She said no. I said, okay. I lived all my life looking for some brotherhood. I did not find. I said, imagine if we missed the meaning of brotherhood. How we can engage Islam? How we can develop Islam? But not brotherhood the way a group called themselves a brotherhood, no. The brotherhood the way Allah wanted. When any Muslim is your brotherhood, for Allah, you're willing to do anything for your brother. Do we do that today? Why? Because our iman is so apart. It's not our body apart, it's us. Why we have no locality? Really, Muslim has no locality in America. We have no unity. We have no leadership. We have nothing. We are tongue for nothing. Why? Because the reality of iman is not there. But this book, the one we claim, we believe in him. We believe in, we claim in the Quran. The Quran asks us, this is a book of unity. If I believe in this book, and we have no unity among each other, who's a liar? The book or us? Us. If this book tell me, the ultimate road toward Allah is the brotherhood toward Allah. Again, brotherhood and sisterhood doesn't mean a title, a label of group. This has to be automatically between us as a huge whole ummah. I don't care about who you are, where you're from. There's no title. There's no names and title in Islam. I'm a Muslim, you are a Muslim. You are my brother and sister in Islam. We love each other supposed to be for Islam, for Allah. We are ready to sacrifice for each other, for Allah. We're ready to support each other, for Allah. Where is that? We're not doing it. Why? We pray and we run. We pray and run all over. Meaning, the absence of understanding Quran. The absence and understanding of Allah. The absence and understanding of Iman. Because once you have Iman, that's it. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Only the believer is a brotherhood. Who said that? Allah, this book. This your ummah, ummatun wahida, wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Your ummah is one ummah, and I'm your Lord, worship me. Who says that? This book, Quran. By this way, if this Quran tell me one message, and my action, me and you and everybody is the opposite. What happened? This book now become a criterion against us. A witness against us, not to us. Because either we are witness to people and witness against them, or the people witness against us and the Quran witness against us. Each one of us go and ask yourself, is me living according to Quran or just talk according to Quran? Huge difference between living according to Quran and talk according to Quran. is me even seeking to get closer to Allah according to Quran, or I'm seeking to get closer to Allah the way I like. This is another huge difference. All this question, my brother in Islam and sister in Islam, ask yourself. Because like Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said, ask yourself before Allah asks you. And just yourself or judge yourself before Allah judge you. And at this time you cannot come back and you cannot correct. Right now we have a moment, maybe, to correct. But if we die, we cannot correct. And don't tell me, please, I have no time. No. Now you have the time. When the angel of death comes, you have no time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of Iman, the reality of Furqan, the reality of Nur, the reality of wisdom, the reality of Basira. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم يا حليم يا كريم يا نور السماوات والأرض يا الله يا بصير يا خبير يا سميع يا شاهد يا شهيد يا ولي يا وكيل يا قادر يا قدير يا هادي يا تواب يا صاحب الفضل العظيم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت اللهم أعشنا على القرآن اللهم أعشنا برحمة القرآن اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الصدق بالقرآن اللهم أحينا بالقرآن وأمتنا بالقرآن واجعله شاهدا لنا وليس علينا يا رب العالمين اللهم فهمنا منه ما جهلنا وعلمنا منه ما نسينا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين واللهم اجعله شفيعا لنا يا رب اللهم اجعله شفيعا لنا ونورا في قبورنا اللهم اجعله هاديا مهديا لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم أعز القرآن بنا وأعزنا بالقرآن اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة عامة واغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وتابعينا سبحانك رب العالمين